For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Riverside County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to direct the County Executive Office to coordinate with other Southern California counties to present a unified request to the governor to revise or drop the color-coded coronavirus tier system. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
This comes after Riverside County was demoted to the most restrictive purple tier after briefly being in the red tier, which allowed for limited indoor capacity for restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and places of worship. The proposal, approved unanimously, was led by Supervisor Karen Spiegel, who said that Riverside County residents have suffered, quote, devastating impacts from the public health lockdowns. The vote directs the executive office to engage officials in Imperial, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, San Diego, Orange, and Ventura counties in forming a partnership to address the tier system. Coronavirus is now the third leading cause of death for Riverside County residents, according to Director of Public Health Kim Saro-Attari. As of Tuesday afternoon, there have been 66,732 infections and 1,295 deaths attributed to the virus in Riverside County since the documentation period began in early March. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
San Bernardino County Department of Public Health kicked off a week of childhood lead poisoning prevention on Monday. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The message San Bernardino County wants families and community members to hear is that even small amounts of lead can harm a child's health. Lead poisoning can have serious effects on the brain and nervous system, says County Supervising Public Health Nurse Sarah Hernandez-Singh.
One of our main concerns is the learning problems that it may cause, and sometimes we don't realize why it is that, you know, children have these problems once they start preschool and kinder. We don't see it until, you know, they hit that age, so we want to catch it before.
Blood tests are the only way to diagnose lead poisoning. Hernandez-Singh says less than 1% or about 250 children in 2018 were diagnosed with lead poisoning in San Bernardino County.
These are 250 children who may potentially end up in special education. So that brings other issues, you know, additional cost to society, not just to the health of the child, but also, you know, to our community and our society.
Children can be exposed through a number of sources, including lead dust brought home on parents' work clothes and some types of pottery and painted objects. The campaign will feature street banners in Colton, Fontana, and Ontario, and social media posts. Also, information and materials will be mailed to local agencies and businesses. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Eddie Van Halen's Southern California hometown will memorialize the late guitar legend, but it's still unclear what form the tribute will take. The Pasadena City Council on Monday directed officials to come up with ideas and report back on how to best remember the rock icon. Van Halen died of cancer October 6th at age 65. The Pasadena Star News says the city might consider renaming a street or alley near one of Van Halen's 1970s rehearsal spaces. Other considerations are building a statue, installing a plaque, or rechristening a city building. A wind-driven brush fire burning in Yorba Linda that has burned 14,334 acres, damaged 7 homes, and destroyed 1 remained 0% contained this morning. Initially called the Green Fire and later renamed the Blue Ridge Fire, the blaze was reported at 12:55 p.m. Monday adjacent to the Green River Golf Club, just off of Green River Road and the Riverside 91 Freeway in Corona, according to the Corona Fire Department. Evacuations have been ordered in 5,958 homes in Chino Hills and 2,500 in Yorba Linda. In Brea, 276 homes were ordered evacuated, 680 homes voluntarily evacuated, and no homes were damaged there, officials said. For KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.